I think it's a live turtle.
No!
Look in the back part of his backpack.
He brought a live turtle.
It's a live turtle with him.
Oh my god, the poor thing. When you're sitting with your coworker getting some work done and you hear some clawing in a backpack. Oh, what do we do?
He told me about this turtle today, but I didn't know it was in his backpack. Yeah.
Why did you do that? And I know we have a lot of teachers that listen to the show. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Jay's from Walpole. What did the kid bring?
My daughter brought a $100 bill to school.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Why?
I don't know what her original intentions were, but she ended up giving it to a kid that was having a bad day. Aww.
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Not if it's not her $100 bill.
Thankfully, the parent reached out to us and said, you know, that was really sweet, but I think you might want this back.
Aww.
How old is your daughter?
That was in first grade, so she was 6 at the time.
Oh.
That's just good stuff.
Yeah, that's just sweet. That's sweet. That's the story you tell when she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been a kind of giving person in kindergarten. She tried to give a fellow student $100. Mm-hmm. Tracy's from Kingston. Now, are you a teacher?
I am. I teach kindergarten.
Okay. And what did a student bring in?
A very long time ago, one of my first years, I had a child so excited to bring in mom's fuzzy handcuffs. And wanted to share with the class, but luckily I intervened before she made it into the classroom, so we did not get to share with everyone, just with me.
There were quite a few text messages of teachers saying, kids bringing in things from the nightstand. Yeah. I'm just going to leave it there.
This is why we don't check mommy's nightstand. Everything in there is spicy. You won't like it.
Why is Tabitha's backpack buzzing? Neek!
What's up?
Hey.
All right. What did a kid bring into school?
Brought a bow and arrow. We were preparing for a camp trip. He's like, yeah, I got a bow and arrow.
And brought it to school.
He was pulling it out. Oh, yeah, it was strumming it at people. And then we heard the sound. We were like, what is going on? And then we were like, hey, you can't bring that to school. He's like, I don't even have the arrow. Then he pulled the arrow out of his bag. And we were like, oh, man.
That's when it got very real.
Was he going to hunt for lunch for you?
I thought he was going to come hunting for one of the teachers.
Oh, no. How old was this kid?
He was in middle school. So I was like, I was fifth grade.
Yeah.
So like 10, 11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forget your last day of school. It was almost your last day on Earth.
That is scary. Katie's from Boston. And this is something that actually we did on this show. Tell everybody what a kid brought to school.
A kid brought a ghost pepper weed gummy.
Oh, it was a weed gummy on top of a ghost pepper.
It was. Yeah, it was snack time. And he pulled out a box and at the time was a, you know, mid-20s teacher noticed some signage on the side of the box that looked a little suspicious for a kid to be having, and pulled it out, and he brought it because he saw a giant gummy in his dad's kitchen and thought it would be fun to bring it and share it with the class, and thankfully we grabbed it before he started sharing it out as snack.
Dear parents, please lock those things up.
Exactly. That was not a fun meeting to have with the parents and the principal. Of like,
oh,
you can do
God.
That however you want, just not near your kid, please.
Well, good catch.
Ghost pepper just doesn't even sound enjoyable.
It does not.
You want to mess your high.
No.
People like spicy.
All of a sudden, little Timmy wants to listen to Fish and Grateful Dead at school.
And I was walking around saying, my mouth is burning.
You guys ever see Santana play Woodstock at 69?
All right. We have somebody who wants to be anonymous, and this is about a first grader. What did they bring to school?
Hi, good morning. Hi. So I noticed my students hanging up their backpacks in their cubbies, and I saw a flamingo head sticking out of the top of the backpack. She had taken a flamingo lawn ornament from the neighbor's yard at the bus stop and stuffed it in her backpack.
That's awesome. Did you decorate the classroom with it, or
did
you become your mascot?
No.
Missed opportunities.
I know. It was pretty funny, but that was... that was a memorable one for me.
I just thinking about the last woman that called in, Katie, and that little kid, little Timmy's like, man, I'm seeing flamingos in class today. Katie's from Maynard. What did you find in a kid's lunchbox?
Years ago, we found a beer packed in the lunchbox.
There were a lot
of text messages like that.
Might have thought it was a soda. Yeah.
They do. They look, they're so bright and colorful these days.
How old was the kid?
This was second grade.
Second grade. They just grabbed a beer out of the fridge. Let's go.
I mean, if Dad drinks it, why can't I?
It sounds like you're in class right now, Katie. You better go check your kids. Make sure there's no alcohol in their lunchboxes.
I am in the cafeteria.
Or just pair with the weed gummy kid, and you have an excellent day.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing those stories.
This is just so wonderful.
We needed that today.
We really did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.